This week we have been observing what, in medieval times, was called All Hallow Tide. It also has been referred to as the All Saints Triduum, Triduum being a word for 3 days. And these are 3 days that are focused on those who are hallowed, those who are holy. The 3 days began with All Hallows' Eve, the night that we call Halloween. In the Middle Ages, it was thought that on this night, the veil between the living and the dead was very thin indeed. In fact, so thin that it was believed that the dead were free to roam the earth that night. And they could go and play pranks on people they knew in life. They could also, if they were so inspired, seek vengeance on those who had wronged them while they were living. Sometimes it was thought the dead would wear masks or disguises so that those on earth wouldn't know who was come back to them. The second of the days is All Saints' Day, when we remember the heroes of the faith who have gone before us, those exemplars of hallowed, of holy living. These are the holy saints of God, many found in our calendar, whose lives and faithful witness inspire and support us in our earthly journey. These are the saints of God, many of whom suffered martyrdom, giving their lives in witness to Jesus, being washed in the blood of the Lamb. And the third of these days is All Souls' Day, which we kept this past Friday night. This is the day we especially remember those that we love and see no more, our own beloved dead, those perhaps known only to us alone, names that are not on the church's calendar. We gather that night to pray for them as they journey into the fullness of God's presence, and we ask them to pray for us who still run this earthly race. Our celebration of All Hallowtide culminates today in All Saints Sunday. This feast is in fact so important, it's one of the very few that can take place on a Sunday. These 3 days together, this All Saints Triduum, this All Hallowtide, assures us that there is a connection between the living and the dead, that in God, no one is lost. The love that we share across the divide of the grave continues and endures. Though this mortal life ends, we continue in God for eternity. For in death, life is changed, not ended. Through baptism, we live in Christ forever. In our epistle this morning, we hear from the book of Revelation. And I know that some of us find this last book of the Bible to be a challenge, to be incomprehensible even, with all its metaphorical imagery and its fantastical images. But I have to tell you, I love this book. I think it offers such beautiful images of eternal life with God. And we hear one in today's reading. We hear of a new heaven and a new earth, the heavenly Jerusalem prepared by God. In this city, God dwells with God's people. There is no distance any longer between God and God's people. And in this city, death has been defeated once for all. God wipes away all tears from the eyes of God's people. There is no longer any need for mourning, crying. There is no pain. Everything has been made new. Those who have died and made worthy through the death and resurrection of Jesus share in the promise of this eternal life with God in the heavenly city. God will gather those who have died and bring them to the heavenly banquet that God has prepared. As the prophet Isaiah tells us in our first lesson this morning, God has prepared a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. This Feast of All Saints assures us of God's intention for humanity. Through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, sin and death have been destroyed. Through the waters of baptism, we already share in Christ's victory. Though we die, yet shall we live and be gathered by God into eternal life. And because we share in the victory that Jesus won over death, we have nothing to fear in this life. There is no power in this world that can destroy us, that can separate us from the love of God. In our gospel today, Jesus has been called to the home of some of his closest friends. Mary and Martha lived together with their brother Lazarus. Lazarus grew ill and died before Jesus arrived. And we hear that Jesus is so moved by the death of Lazarus, his friend, that he is weeping along with those who mourn the death of Lazarus. Jesus goes to the grave and has the stone removed and calls out to Lazarus to come out. And Lazarus, once dead, emerges from the tomb still in his burial cloths. And Jesus tells those there to unbind Lazarus and set him free. Jesus calls us as well, and calls us to be unbound. Like Lazarus, we have nothing to fear. We are called by Jesus to be unbound from all of our fears. The power of sin, evil, death has been defeated. Through baptism, we already share in the resurrection life of Jesus and are set free to live that life. Jesus unbinds us so we can live by love, by the expansive, all-inclusive, broad love of God. We are set free to live the life of those who are hallowed, made holy by Jesus' victory, and set apart for lives of holiness. Into this way and life of holiness, into this life of the saints, Ben Jones is now about to be called. In a few moments, he will be baptized into the life that we already share, into the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And just before Ben is baptized, we all together will renew our baptismal covenant. This covenant articulates the life to which we are called. It reminds us of the life of the saints of old. It calls us to a way of life that is so demanding that we cannot promise to live it alone by ourselves. Rather, we must rely on God, making our baptismal promises with the words, "I will, with God's help." For this life to which Ben and all of us have been called, that we already live, it is nothing short of rejecting the ways of this world. The world with its emphasis on wealth, on power over other people, on hatred and on violence. Through the waters of baptism, we die to the ways of this world, and we rise to the life of God. We turn from our own narrow self-interest and embrace the loving, humble service of Jesus. We give up ourselves that we might find true, abundant life. Those of us who are baptized will, in the course of this baptism, promise to support Ben in his new life in Christ. Again, this way is not easy. We can't do it alone. This way involves challenging the assumptions we hold. It requires that we renounce much. But it also offers a promise that there is a life we cannot even begin to hope for or imagine. The life to which we are called is nothing short of eternity. And we cannot make this journey alone. It requires all of us walking together as a community of faith, as the household of God. This life into which we are baptized and which Ben will shortly join also requires the witness of the saints, of those who have gone before us. The saints show us the way. They model for us single-minded devotion to following Jesus. Their lives offer us inspiration and support. Through the communion of saints, we believe the saints support us by praying for us as we run this earthly race. A few years ago, I heard someone say that a saint is an ordinary person called to do extraordinary things. The saints who have gone before us were people just like we are. They were not perfect. Only God alone is perfect. They did not always do as they ought. But when they failed, when they fell short, when they knew they had sinned, they confessed their failings, they repented, and they returned to God, accepting God's gracious, loving mercy and forgiveness. And they kept going. They lived committed to living the way of Jesus, to giving all of their energy to following Jesus. Like them, may we promise to give our whole lives to following Jesus, to walking in the ways of holiness. May we live the promises we make this day, supporting Ben in his new life in Christ, as he comes to the waters of new birth and is welcomed into the household of God. Through our lives of ordinariness, may God be at work, that we might be witnesses to the power of God's love. May we allow Jesus to unbind us and set us free, so that we can live trusting there is nothing in this world that can separate us from the love of God made known in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. May we give everything to Jesus, walking in holiness as did the saints of old. And like them, may we come to wear the crown of glory, to be gathered by God to the supper of the Lamb, to that great heavenly banquet, where we will sing God's praises for eternity with all the saints. Amen.